This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. New York becomes the first city to cap Uber and Lyft. Taxi drivers welcome the measures while ride-hailing firms issue warnings of reduced service. What does it mean for the fate of both companies and cities throughout the country? The details, but first, these tech headlines. Tech firms differ on how and when to police hate speech and conspiracy theories. Case in point, Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey tweeted that his platform would not join other tech firms in banning parts or all of Alex Jones's content. His reason? He hadn't violated Twitter policy. Apple took the lead in erasing much of his controversial InfoWars content from its podcast app. In his tweets this week, Mr. Dorsey said the company has been terrible in the past about explaining its decisions, but it's trying to do better. He said Twitter would make sure Mr. Jones's tweets are not artificially amplified on the platform, but said that it was the role of journalists, not tech firms, to fact-check his claims. Salesforce.com promoted President and Chief Operating Officer Keith Block to co-chief executive, giving him shared leadership of the business software company with its co-founder and chairman, Mark Benioff. Mr. Block will now report directly to Salesforce's board of directors. San Francisco-based Salesforce sells subscriptions to online services that help sales representatives prospect and close deals and manage digital marketing campaigns. It competes with tech giants such as Oracle and Microsoft, as well as younger firms such as ServiceNow, Inc. And a pizza by robot truck is looking at a $750 million investment. SoftBank Group's Vision Fund is in talks to invest between $500 million to $700 million in the startup Zoom, Inc. It will run a fleet of delivery trucks capable of cooking pizza on the go. The WSJ CIO Journal writes that the future is all about food delivery, and how Vision Fund has a number of stakes in the sector, among them ride-hailing firms Uber, Ola, and Grab, all of which have expanded into food delivery. Coming up, New York plans to cap Uber and Lyft. Is this the first step for more to come? This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. New York plans to cap ride-hailing services, including Uber and Lyft, becoming the first U.S. city to take such a step. The New York City Council voted Wednesday to freeze new vehicle licenses. Let's get the latest details. Joining us now in the podcast studio with more is Wall Street Journal reporter Paul Berger. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. So, you know, hot off the presses, New York City is the first city to do this. This comes after months of protests, obviously. So now this means what for Uber and Lyft in New York City?
It basically means that for the next year, neither of the companies will be able to add any more vehicles onto the streets of New York. The cost for riders could go up.
And the pushback from these firms is coming by way of what? What are Uber and Lyft now saying?
Well, basically, in the last couple of weeks, they've reached out to riders and basically warned them that if this legislation goes through, as it now has done, that there will be fewer cars servicing fewer people, which means that people in the outer boroughs in particular won't have as good service.
The growth of Uber and Lyft comes at a time of rising congestions in city streets, and I know that's one of the big issues spearheading this movement. How else did we get here?
Yeah, it's congestion, but it's also financial hardship amongst drivers throughout the taxi and for-hire vehicle industry.
So the question becomes, does this set some kind of precedent? New York City is certainly a unique city, and you write about how it's also unique for Uber and Lyft in particular and their businesses, but what do you think this now means for other cities?
I think what we've seen is across the country in the last few years, we've just seen a precipitous increase in the number of these vehicles on roads, and it's been a particular issue in major cities. In New York, it's been felt mostly in Manhattan. In other cities, it's been in downtowns or other areas, and I'm sure other cities will be looking at what's happening in New York and saying, you know, hey, we've got a problem here too. Is there a way that we can regulate it, or are there other things that we can do that would help either to decrease the number of vehicles on the roads or to try to stop those vehicles from being in certain places at certain times, which is what leads to the congestion?
Mm-hmm. And I have to ask, you know, this news comes as Uber eyes an initial public offering the second half of the year. How do you think this news jolts that whole scenario? There's got to be a lot of concern about the prospects for growth with this news.
Right. And immediately, I mean, right now, it doesn't look very good for the company. I think the interesting thing to look at here is, how's this going to play out over the next year? Is Uber going to find a way of still growing its base of drivers, of still actually increasing its number of vehicles? You know, what the city has done is it's basically frozen the number of vehicles that can be added to the streets, but there are already more than 100,000 of those vehicles on the streets. Not all of them are driving for Uber, so if Uber can find a way of co-opting some of those vehicles for itself, it could still continue growing.
We'll leave it on that note. Paul Berger, thanks so much.
Thank you.
For the latest on the story, head to WSJ.com. That does it for the Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos.